This is episode number 2242 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 1st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Cameron Diaz is officially out of retirement.
Wow, that was quick.
And it's not because of Charlie's Angels.
Thank goodness. Wow. She's a little old to play in a Charlie's Angels movie now. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Makeup or no? No, she's up there.
Yeah, that's true.
She's in the over 40 crowd. I don't buy it.
Welcome to Charlie's Older Angels.
Charlie's MILFs? What do you want?
Well, you can be a MILF at any age.
Well, that's true.
Cameron stepped back from the Hollywoods.
Yeah.
In 2018, but will now star alongside Jamie Foxx in Netflix's action comedy, Back in Action.
Oh, well, what a apropos title for somebody who's coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
Back in Action.
Back in action.
I like that. That's so, Jamie Foxx.
The project reunites Cameron and Jamie, who worked together on 1999's sports drama, Any Given Sunday.
Oh, right.
And
I do remember that.
2014's Annie.
Yes, that's right. They were in Annie.
Yeah,
together,
that remake,
right?
Mm-hmm. Which was Diaz's final film role before retiring.
Right, she retired right after Annie. Wow, so it's been 7 years? Does she even look the same? 7 years? Wow. 7, 8 years?
Yeah, I just saw her on a real thing.
Okay. She was, you know, obviously in her 20s and 30s, she was cute, but now she's in her 40s, and so is she?
Well, you know, there was Something About Mary.
Yeah, but she was
hair
in her
gel.
20s. I love that movie. Great movie. Yeah.
Jamie made the announcement on Twitter.
Jamie Foxx. Okay.
Yes. Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
No. I'm just keeping track because I'm thinking like, wow, he's in this thing and now he's involved with her and wow.
All right. So he made the announcement on Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sharing audio from a phone call with her. Who can't seem to find the words to tell the world that she's returning to the silver screen.
She could say, I'm back.
She said, I don't know how to do this, you know? So
hey.
Jamie brought in someone who knows a thing or two about returning to work after hanging up their hat. Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. He does know a thing or two about that, doesn't he?
Yeah, retired and then didn't.
And then didn't. How long was he retired for?
40 days.
Was that it?
40 days and 40 nights.
Oh, my God.
So she confirmed the news on her Instagram story, of course, writing, Jamie Foxx, only you can get me back in action.
Oh, I don't think
I can't
only,
freaking wait. It's going to be a blast.
I don't think only Jamie Foxx can get her back into action. I knew when she retired that she was going to be like, well, I'll just wait for the right project to come.
Well, I think she didn't give Tom Brady any credit.
Oh, well, yeah.
She should have said, Jamie Foxx, only you and Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Could get me back in action.
That's right.
What she should have said. Because now Tom's going to feel...
He's going to feel
shafted.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we should call this movie number 12, I think. Right? No?
TB 12? Number 12. I get it.
You get it? And it's on Netflix, so that makes it, bona fide. Because movies on Netflix.
Sure.
Anyway. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see what it's about. It's not one of those that right off the top of my head, like, sparks me to, like, I got to see that. But I'm curious, sort of. Anyway, okay, so good for them. And we'll wait and see.
That sound you just heard was that gasp of every single millennial male, including one of my sons, when the news broke yesterday that Taylor Swift is reportedly finally engaged.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me. Long
really
time
doesn't.
Boyfriend, actually, Joe Alwyn.
Yeah, yeah. He's an actor.
And he's British, so he sounds
sexy. British, yes, and he's an actor. So she knows how to pick him. She could have had anybody. She really could have.
Yeah.
I think she could have, except for the guy she's already broke up with and written songs about. Those guys, those ships have sailed. But she could have had anybody. So, you know.
And you got to wonder, out of all the boyfriends she has, what was it about Joe Alwyn?
Well, I mean, he wasn't American famous. How's that?
Well, that's, you know, maybe
Tom Hiddleston was also Australian, right? And she dated him for about a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's dated some famous people. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Well, she has dated some famous people.
I mean, she's Taylor effing Swift, so, you know, good for her.
Or are those people can, those famous people can say, I dated Taylor Swift.
Okay, you could look at it that way. Yeah. So this is official or it's still speculative? If they came out and said, by the way, we've been married for 4 years, we just didn't tell anybody, I would believe that.
According to sources, Joe Alwyn popped the question months ago.
Uh-huh.
And they've been together for a while now.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is one of her longer relationships.
I think they've been together like 4 years, right?
Two or three?
Yeah.
Something I think like that.
17, 18, something like that.
But the two have only told their inner circle.
Ah, see. How they kept them, you know, sworn to secrecy is crazy, too.
Because they must have a really good inner circle. Better than most stars.
Yeah, or there's a mafioso involved or something. There's got to be some threat somewhere.
So basically, immediate family and trusted very old friends.
Yeah.
Everyone has been sworn to secrecy.
Oh, well.
Now, apparently, Taylor only wears her beautiful ring
in private. That seems weird. Like, she would take it off.
Yeah, why not tell people?
Yeah, you know? I know. But, I mean, they're private people. They've been private about the whole relationship.
Now, back in April, Joe addressed rumors stating, if I had a pound for every time I think I've been told I've been engaged, then I'd have a lot of pound coins,
he said. A lot of pound coins. Wow. Yeah. He probably would. Yeah. By golly. The thing is that she only writes songs. She's like the Black Widow. She only writes songs about breakups. Right? About guys she's broken up with.
No.
She hasn't necessarily written a song that was so overtly "your body's a wonderland" like John Mayer did.
Well, she has written songs with him, I think.
Yeah.
During pandemic.
Yeah, with Joe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, it's interesting how they make music now. They make it in their bedroom, and this is the way all the pop stars. No, they all do. Long gone are the days of going down to a studio with a bunch of musicians.
Right.
It's usually somebody on a computer and the vocalist in their bedroom with a microphone and a bunch of pillows around them.
Well, I don't know how she does it, but I mean, she's been writing songs and doing this since she was a young teenager.
Right. She started in the studio age.
Like 13 or something.
She's now in the bedroom age. So, yeah.
Starts in the studio.
No, seriously. They call it the bedroom age of music making. That's what they call it. So, anyway. Hey, good for her. Good for her, and congratulations. Only best wishes for the two of you.
Yes. I think that's actually a good thing.
There you go.
I'm a Tay-Tay fan.
You're a Tay-Tay fan.
I am.
All right. With our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares next week. Have a great holiday weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.